This is Hiring on All Cylinders. Live from HR Tech. Good morning, HR Tech. It is bright and early on day two, and as such, this episode is brought to you by Starbucks. Welcome back to Hiring on All Cylinders. I am, as always, Rob Stevenson with Intello, and I am positively chuffed to my giblets to be delivering to you another full day of HR, recruiting, and talent-related podcasts. First on the docket this fine October morn is one Naomi Bloom, and she has absolutely seen it all when it comes to HR Tech. She is a fellow of the Human Resource Policy Institute at Boston University. She has advised an untold amount of companies with the vendor-neutral HCM model she designed, and there is a whole bevy of other accolades to her name. The managing partner of Bloom & Wallace, Naomi Bloom, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me at the veritable crack of dawn.
Exactly. So right off the bat, I wanted to talk a little bit about your panel you're doing with Brian and Bill. Brian was on first thing yesterday, and he kind of painted it as a little bit of a cage match. Is that what you expect?
Oh, he and Bill want to draw blood, and that's just fine with me. But I will outgun them when it comes to accessories, when it comes to shoes. And so I can stay on substance and right. Let them fight it out.
Perfect. So what do you expect to be kind of go content-wise?
Well, there's some pretty important topics. And I would say a theme running through what we're going to discuss is how not to get flim-flammed.
Okay.
Between the three of us, we have seen it all. In fact, we've done it all. And we continue to be concerned that practitioners are being told, I've got cloud, you've got cloud, we've all got cloud, and we know most of them are not real cloud.
Right.
Okay? So on many different topics, nonetheless, the intent is to help that audience of practitioners, to protect themselves from false claims, bad habits, rotten data. You know, for example, analytics is a big topic. Everybody say you should do it. Lots of vendors are offering tools to do it. But if you apply analytics to fundamentally flawed data, what do you get? You get bad results faster. And it because the computer did it, everybody believes it.
Right.
So we're going to do our level best to debunk a lot of vendor claims, to incent practitioners to do their homework, to do their part. And I guess maybe the two guys will get into a bit of a fight.
Looking forward to that. So that's a perfect segue, actually, into what I wanted to ask you about, because you wrote that you have strong biases about what does and does not constitute great HRM software. So bearing that in mind, I would love to hear all of those strong biases. But first off, what should organizations look for when making these decisions on new tools so they don't, as you say, get flim-flammed?
I think one of the great myths about SaaS, the current generation, is that customers don't really have to look behind the curtain. After all, they're not running the software. They don't have to do updates to the software. That's all being provided by the vendor. So maybe you could ignore what's behind the mirror at your peril.
Right.
So one of my biases, strongly stated, is it does matter what's going on behind the mirror, because they could have squirrels in a cage producing what looks like mobile, SaaS, a little analytics, throw in whatever they want, but done badly. And when software is done badly, they hit the wall. And if you look at the M&A that's gone on in our industry, if you look at the entrance of private equity firms, believe me, they're not picking off the best and the brightest. They're picking off the stuff that can't go any further. And that's not true of the little tuck-in acquisitions. But when you see, you're too young to remember, when you see a PeopleSoft in 2005 acquired hostily by Oracle, it's not because PeopleSoft was being reborn.
Right.
Okay. When you see these aggregations of five different talent management capabilities all rolled up into one brand, it's not because they were all doing well. So what goes on behind the curtain is extremely important. We need, frankly, practitioners and their IT partners to know how to look at software.
That was what I was about to ask. So when these HR teams start to look under the hood, are there other people from departments they can pull in to help them more technically assess these things?
Absolutely. They need to be sleeping with their IT partners. Let me just tell you, it needs to be a tight relationship. When you look at software, you have to know what you're looking for. For example, all the vendors now say we're cloud. Hosting old crap, single tenant, somewhere in a data center, does not make it cloud.
Right.
Everybody says we're SaaS. If it's not multi-tenant, true multi-tenant, it's not SaaS. The vendor says, no problem, run it on-premise, run it private cloud, run it public cloud, well, whatever you want. That is not SaaS. And it matters because with real SaaS software, there are economic benefits to the vendor and to the customer. There are innovation benefits to the vendor and to the customer. If it's not real SaaS, those benefits can only be achieved by spending more and more and more money by the vendor. And those dollars spent by the vendor, keeping this sort of house of cards afloat, are dollars that can't be spent on innovation.
Right. So then say that there's this case of being flim-flammed or maybe just not buying the technology that's for sale. You're getting something that's a lot of curation or, as you say, like cloud with air quotes around it. What are some of those pitfalls that teams will experience when they don't do their due diligence on these tools?
Well, it's not unlike getting married. So when you're dating, everybody's on their best behavior. Everybody is, you know, their hair's fluffed, they got clean clothes on and so forth. Then there's the honeymoon. Again, you know, it's a period of great fun. And then you wake up, it's time to go back to work, and you discover that he's using your toothbrush. Okay? And suddenly you go, wait a minute, I don't even know this guy. It's exactly that which happens when you haven't done your due diligence. It doesn't hit you the first minute. It doesn't hit you the second minute. It hits you right when you're trying to plan that implementation, and you discover that a capability that you were told was there is not there. Or you're told that, a great example, you were told, no problem, we handle the contingent workforce. Mm-hmm. Not just employees, but the contingent workforce. And it turns out they do handle the contingent workforce, but so separately and so differently that you can't get any aggregate analytics. So lots to look at.
I love it. So just in general, the show this year, what are you looking forward to seeing?
You know, I've been at this show since its inception, except when a hurricane interfered. And it's a fabulous show. I mean, it's big and it's brawny and it's exciting, and everybody who's anybody shows up here. I think there are some definite themes, and many others have commented on them. I'm going to be looking for a couple of things. I'm going to be looking for more and more intelligence embedded in the software, as we expect our managers, our employees, our applicants, our contingent workers, we're expecting them to be self-sufficient. We have fewer and fewer HR people, which means we need to embed into the software itself the intelligence that otherwise the HR person provides, or at least a good HR person provides. That's one thing. A second thing I'm looking for is ease of implementation. How automated is the implementation process? How much real work has to be done manually to get the darn thing up and running? I call it interrogatory configuration, lousy marketing term, but more and more vendors are on a path to really provide automated tools. Without that, you know, the implementation can run far more than what you're paying for the software.
Wonderful. So all of you out there listening to this, don't get flim-flammed, look under the hood. Naomi, you're a dream. This has been awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This was great.